Lake Effect continues now on Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Bonnie North. Earlier this summer, we started a new series called Family Recipes. Contributing producer Lucian Young visits the kitchens of local residents as they prepare special family dishes from their childhoods. This month, Milwaukee resident Mildred Yanton shares her recipe for viandas con bacalao, a Puerto Rican dish of root vegetables served with salt cod. Mildred's twist on the recipe is a garlic-infused tomato sauce enriched with a generous pour of olive oil. It's a preparation that reflects her own unique taste, as well as the culture and family that are always close to her heart.
My mom was a housewife, so by the time I came home from school, dinner was done. And that smell, that aroma of freshly cooked beans, the meat, we call it metura, so it was the rice beans. And so even our friends used to always make fun of us, like, what are you eating, rice bean and what's the and today? Because they knew we were having rice and beans. So it was always rice bean and it would be, that would be the invention that my mother created or whatever she was, if it was a piece of fried chicken, a piece of pork chop. I remember getting in a cup cuajito, and cuajito is pig ear with the belly fat, the outside part of the belly, like stewed.
What does that taste like?
It tastes delicious. And you get it in a cup with a green banana. So the green banana is not a regular banana. It's not sweet. So it has to be cooked in order to eat it. And if you ever have pasteles, that's the main ingredient in pasteles.
What is pasteles?
It's our Puerto Rican meat pie, like a tamale, but it's made of green bananas.
What are you thinking about making today?
I am gonna make vianda, which are roots, and bacalao. And bacalao is salted cod. I didn't like this dish when I was a kid. I would think, I don't like fish. I want chicken, you know? I didn't like the texture. I didn't like the look. It was not appealing to me. So I wouldn't eat it. And then when I got a little older, my aunt made it and she put eggs in it. I like eggs. So when I seen the eggs in it, I said, well, let me try it because it looked better than the one that my mom made. And then my mom's like, that's the same thing I've always been making. I was like, well, I didn't know. and then I started making it myself.
You had to grow into it.
Yes, it's kind of like that acquired taste or something. So now I have the acquired taste for it.
Let's head into the kitchen and get started.
All right.
So now we're here in the kitchen.
We have yuca. We have malanga. We have a different type of yuca. This is also a different type of yuca. These are roots. You have a ripe plantain and non-ripe plantains. These are the green bananas. These are the green bananas that I was talking about that you don't eat them like this.
What are we going to
do
with those?
Any of this stuff you don't eat raw is not good or healthy. In fact, I read something that was really bad. Garlic, more garlic. I got garlics hanging everywhere. Onion, ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's get it. I'm going to just get some of this peeling going.
And each of these roots, they all add a little different dimension to this dish.
Yes, they are different.
This one, it's like the bark on a tree that you're just peeling off.
Right. And this one has a little stem in the middle, too, that has to come off. So normally, if I cook this whole piece as one, when you cut in it, this stem stays in one piece. It'll be like a piece of wood you're chewing, like a toothpick, like floss.
Throw that part out.
Okay, so now cut these bananas.
And these are the green bananas.
These are the green bananas. You can smell the difference in the bananas already. And the flavor that it brings to the food is amazing.
It is a fresh scent, almost like a cilantro.
Yeah, I love the smell.
So now, do your kids like this dish?
they do. One of them didn't like this when she was younger, like me. And now she does. Now she eats seafood. So this is super salt.
Okay, so it's a big bag of salt cod, and I see they're dry. They're in these fillets, and you can definitely see the salt crusting the outside.
I'm rinsing them, but it doesn't take away the salt. They're really infused in here.
And they don't smell fishy.
You don't think?
Not from here, no.
That's because you're taller.
You're smelling the fish.
I can smell it. And that was the thing why I didn't make this a lot when the kids were younger, because the one that just started to like this, she would always be like, oh, why you got to cook that in this house? And they always had some comment.
Oh, so the whole kitchen is going to smell like salted cod fillets.
In a minute it will, yeah. So that water starts boiling.
Okay, so we're dropping in all the root vegetables. And I see this package, it says annatto seed. What is that?
That's what we call achote. This is just going to be a little coloring for the bacalao.
So it's just a little pot on the burner.
Yeah, and I'm going to throw some, this is bacon fat. Just take one or two little spoons of this, and then I'll put the seeds.
You're going to be frying up the natto seeds in the pork fat, and you don't eat the seeds. You only use them to color the fat.
Right. That's the sound I'm used to. What's that? This sound.
It's the popping sound. Is that the natto seeds popping?
Yes.
And you grew up listening to that sound in the kitchen.
Yes. My mom always said, you hear it crackling, but you don't burn it. If you burn it, it's no good.
So the pot of the bacalao is at a nice boil. The root vegetables are boiling. Now this pan, we have the onions are fried. The garlic is roasted.
So I'm about to put a couple of tomatoes because I said I want it with the red sauce.
So not all of the recipes for bacalao have tomatoes in it.
No, but I want it with the red sauce, so I'm going to add a little tomato. So I want to cook the tomatoes, so when I add the eggs, the tomatoes are already in there. So this is my sofrito.
Ooh, it's very pungent. It's a dark green. It smells really fresh.
Like garlic.
It's just got this unique smell. I can't pick out one ingredient in this, in that.
So this has green peppers, red peppers, cilantro, culantro, ají es dulce, and onions.
What is ají?
Ají es dulces are sweet. They look like habaneros, but they're supposed to be sweet. They're hot, but they're not habaneros. Called dulce.
Now we've got the bacalao, and it's going right.
Now the bacalao is going in.
And this is the pan with the tomatoes and the garlic and the onions and the sofrito. So now the annatto oil is being poured into the pan with the bacalao. And it's a beautiful orange-red color.
I'm going to cover this just to get the bacalao hot. And then I'm going to scramble some eggs and throw it over.
There's so much in this dish.
Yeah, I kind of did too much. It don't have to be like that.
It's a big portion.
I'm just putting everything I like in it, you know? That's why I said it's not everybody's traditional bacalao. It's different because it's what they like in it, you know?
Well, and yours is the tomato for color. Of course, the extra garlic.
I'm going to put some, maybe 3 eggs in here.
So now we've just added all of the beaten eggs.
And that's going to cook for a minute.
Did you have this sort of moment when you realized that you really were able to do this, that you were able to make these dishes that you grew up eating?
It was always my dream. I always wanted to be, you know, to go back a little bit. I wanted to be like my mother. I wanted to be a housewife. And that was my dream. But when things didn't work out that way, and I think, oh, I'm going to have to get up and go to work myself because this is not working, then I just let it go. You know, like, okay, I guess I could take the other role, you know, and be the provider. Then I became a single parent. So then I got into baking. Like, okay, then I could make things for my kids, you know, make good things for my kids. I didn't think traditional stuff because they were too young and I wasn't, like, maybe I didn't miss it enough yet, you know. And then as I got older, it was like, no, I want to make more traditional stuff, you know.
So when you were first cooking for your kids, it was just kind of, let's see what's easy. And then later on, it just became something a little bit more special.
Yeah, I think when it was just for the kids, it was rice, beans, and just like my mom used to do, rice, beans, and it was that special time that when we get together that my cousin would make like green bananas with gizzards, you know, in a fuse, just like the bacalao, but it's green bananas and gizzards. That's a meal. That's a traditional meal for us. So I was like, oh, yeah, how did you make that? You know, like now I know I want to make this too. Like, I like this. In those family gatherings is where you like remember, oh, yeah, we used to eat that. Yeah, we used to make that. So those kind of memories, you know, and things that you could fall back on is good to know. You know, it's good to be able to go back to your roots, you know, to your roots. All right, so I'm going to put this here. I'm going to add the olive oil.
Okay, so this is the final ingredient.
This is the final flavor for this.
You're adding this to the bacalao and the peppers and frito that. You've just added a lot of olive oil.
And smell that. So now everything's different.
Oh my gosh, it smells so different with the olive oil.
Right.
Before you could, the cod was a lot more forward. With this olive oil now, it's a mellowness.
Yes, and that's that oil is what you want to put over your vegetables because it's going to bring you that flavor.
So we're draining the root vegetables that had been boiling, and they've been flavored with some of the cooking liquid from the bacalao.
Yes. Okay, so here we go.
So now we're in your dining room. Your fish are watching us. You've got that huge fish tank.
Yes, those are my cichlids and a catfish and a pleco.
So what is everything that we're trying here?
More cichlid. No, this is bacalao. This is a bacalao, which is a salted cod. The salted cod was prepared with tomatoes, onions, garlic, scrambled egg. I placed some garnish at the end with an avocado.
The root vegetables are really creamy, just a lightly salty from the salt cod.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to try a little bit of the bacalao right away. So there's a slight kind of ocean flavor to it, to the fish. A strong salt, but not overpowering. And it's a little perfumey. I think that sort of perfumey, almost floral, comes from maybe the olive oil.
Yes, that's your olive oil. And the olive oil is what picks up, to me, it picks up all the other flavors. It's like, that's what keeps it all together.
So this is what you remember growing up as a kid, eating.
Yes, I didn't like it as a child, but I've grown to love it, to miss it, and I keep perfecting it as I go on.
Because it seems like you're always adding something new.
Yes, I am.
So it seems like once you have a basic recipe down, then you can keep sort of changing it up and personalizing it to whatever your taste is.
Yes, and so that's what I normally do. If I could get the baseline of a recipe, then I will change it to my flavor.
And your flavor, we all know, will include garlic.
Garlic.
Olive oil.
And next time you'll get some cilantro.
Contributor Lucian Jung produces our family recipe series. You can find today's recipe, Viandas con Bacalao, at wuwm.com.